Good morning. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into the Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. Joining me this morning with the Gatchel Museum, Jennifer Romanowski. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. Thank you for having the museum again.
Absolutely. Thanks for being on. And of course, big thing you got coming up starting next week and then the following week as well. It's Echoes of the Past Cemetery Tours. Now, is that next week or would that be actually the following week?
It actually starts next week on the 8th.
Okay. The 8th. Okay. So, I thought you were running them around the time of Longmire.
Well, okay, in our defense and in promotion of the museum, we actually have had this scheduled the second and third weekend of August since January.
Oh, so they're doing it during event.
Exactly. That's the way we like to look at it. But it's not to say that we have anything against Longmire. We really are excited that it brings so many people to the community to experience the history of Buffalo. It gives them a chance to actually experience the Longmire's environments and see how the history has influenced Craig Johnson writing his books, and they can view that visiting the museum. So don't get me wrong, we love having Longmire here. It's just slightly inconvenient that it's during our cemetery tours.
And your cemetery tours, they're very popular around here. I would imagine that do you have many spots left?
We still have spots left. You know, like any place, any event like this, no matter how soon you start advertising, people still wait till the last minute. There are a few days we are pretty close to maximum. I have found in my experience doing the cemetery tours, any more than 30, 35 people, it gets to be too much in the cemetery, and it really kind of destroys the ambiance, especially when we don't have a sound system up at the cemetery, obviously, so our speakers really have to project their voices to present their spirit. So we do have some days that are getting to be full, but we still have spots open, so I encourage everyone to stop by the museum. Sign up again sooner rather than later, and tickets are $25.
And for someone who may not know what this is, just kind of a brief overview of what the Echoes of the Past Cemetery Tours are.
Yeah, so this is a great way to learn about local history through first-person oral history. It's geared more towards our residents of Johnson County who may know these individuals, but it's just as much fun for tourists visiting, such as from Longmire. We do have a few people who are coming specifically for Longmire who are signed up for the tours, which we are ecstatic about. The more people who learn our history, the better. So these are nighttime lantern-led cemetery tours, the walking tours where we actually visit the graves and the person comes out and speaks are on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So that would be the August 9th, August 10th, August 11th, and then the following week on August 16th, August 17th, and August 18th. We have offered in the past special non-walking tours on Wednesday to reach more of the demographics that feel that they don't need to or don't want to or they simply can't travel the cemetery. And we are happy to do that. So those are going to be on Wednesday, August 8th and Wednesday, August 15th. We have about, out of our 13 cast members this year, we have about 5 to 6 spirits who perform every tour. So if you come more than once, you're not going to see the same spirits. They do first-person oral histories. They've done the research. They've done interviews. They've talked to family members. And then they perform as that spirit, kind of sharing their life. So our spirits this year span from the 1840s to, I think, the most recent one who died this year was 2003.
Okay. And if people want to get tickets or sign up for that, how do they go about that?
They can call the museum. So if you're out of town, you can call the museum and you can pay over the phone. Or you can just make a note that you will pay the day of when you arrive. And then they can just stop by the museum. Our opening hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And then 12 to 5 p.m. on Sunday.
Okay. And so that's coming up next week and the following week for anyone that wants to check out Echoes of the Past Cemetery Tours. And then this Saturday, it's the big parade. What do you guys have going on?
Well, the wonderful thing is this is the first time since I've been at the museum, and I only celebrate my 9th anniversary next week, actually, that we are participating in the Johnson County Fair and Rodeo Parade this year as an actual entry. We're very excited. I don't want to give anything too much away, but we're going to be unveiling something that we've been working on for about a year now, and we are excited to see people see the unveiling of what we're doing on our float and just support the museum. We can't thank them enough for, you know, donating items to us, visiting us, talking about the museum, getting people to visit. I mean, a museum only survives as well as its community that supports it.
Certainly. Yeah, nice to hear you're going to be in the parade. It's always a fun parade, and there's always a great turnout in Buffalo for viewing the parade as well.
I just hope it's not as hot as it was last year.
Yeah, well, I think we're supposed to have a high of about 80 on that day, so around 10 in the morning, it'll probably be 75. That's not too bad.
No, I think it was in the 90s last year. That was not fun.
That's pretty warm. That's pretty warm. And then you've got an event coming up here at the end of the month.
We do. At the end of the month, we are working with, I believe, the Rock Pile Museum is one of the entities. And Sylvia would know more information about this because we are just starting to plan it. We're very excited. The speaker of the program is going to be talking about the Blizzard of 1949. There was that wonderful documentary a few months ago, if not a year ago, that was done through the Wyoming PBS station. And it had such a big impact in this area, similar to the big winter storm of 1886 that kind of culminated in the events that led to the Johnson County Cattle War. This was just as devastating in 1949, and the gentleman who wrote the book that the documentary is based off of is doing a speaking tour. So we're very excited to bring him here. It's going to be from, I believe, 6 to 8 p.m., late in August, I believe August 25th or 26th, whatever that Wednesday is. And location to be determined, as he hasn't started his speaking tour yet, so we're not quite sure how many people to expect, whether it's, you know, downstairs in our DVD room, or if it needs to be at the library, or if it needs to be somewhere bigger like the high school auditorium. So we're not really sure until we get a better understanding of how many people are going to be kind of attending his speaking tour.
So it's kind of going to be up in the air as to exactly where it is?
Correct.
Or are you kind of waiting for people around here to buy tickets ahead of time to see?
Actually, this is a free event.
Oh.
It's a free program. And we're doing it jointly with the Rock Pile Museum and I believe the Sheridan County Historical Society Museum. And so there's no tickets. We just wanted to, he specifically wanted to see how many people to have that were going to show up at some of the various communities before we solidified our location, so
gotcha.
To speak.
Gotcha. So if there's 300 people showing up at all his other shows, then you need a big spot. But
exactly.
If there's 25, then maybe a smaller spot.
Exactly. So please call us if you have any questions. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We'll post up to dates as to what will, where it will be and when it will be. And we'll probably get some flyers out closer to the event as well.
Okay, and that'll be coming up at the end of the month. So keep your eyes open for that. And, of course, over there at the museum, you guys have a great and wonderful store that people can visit.
We do. We are constantly getting new lines and items in. We just got Gene's Galliano's new book that he just published, which we're very excited about. He's a local author and Wyoming's laureate for the state, you know, author for the Wyoming, and we're very excited to support him. We also, because we have a new museum assistant, Kelsey, she's been having some wonderful ideas, and we've got new potteries in from, like, Bonnie Klesinski and, you know, photographs from Paul Przinski and Rob Yingling. You know, we really focus on our local and regional lines. The wonderful thing is she has started a line called the Gatchel Collection. These are things that we manufacture in-house, and it's an opportunity for people to really take a piece of the Gatchel home with them. So we're talking, right now we have jewelry and wonderful cuff bracelets of sterling silver that have Crazy Woman on them, because everyone wants Crazy Woman items. And we are going to expand it into t-shirts and hats. Perhaps bags. A lot of people, when they go to bigger museums, they love bringing something useful that but still has the name of the museum on it. So we're really focusing on enhancing our name out in the community as well as maybe across the state, and to really support the fact that we have this wonderful gem in this community. And, you know, again, going back to the fact that we are one of the six American Alliance of Museums accredited museums. in the state. And that's a really big deal because the American Alliance of Museums, which operates out of Washington, D.C., is kind of the epitome of museum ethics and standards and quality. And the fact that they have deemed us to be ethically enough and, you know, educational enough to be accredited by them, that we meet all of their stringent standards, I think is just a testament to the support of the community and how hard we work at the museum.
Yeah, it's great, and it's kind of amazing that you do it with such a small staff as well. And Jennifer, I know you got coming up your quarterly magazine, The Century, is coming out pretty soon.
Correct. So the museum publishes a quarterly magazine called, of course, The Century, and the summer issue should be coming out in the next week or so. It's a little late, yes, we know. it just happens, you know. But it always features behind the scenes of what's going on in each of the departments at the museum. There's a director's report, an educator's report, a store report, kind of what's coming up with exhibits. There's a behind the scenes of kind of what the Gatchel Museum Association does, which is our fundraising nonprofit organization that supports the museum. They have no county affiliation whatsoever. It's a nonprofit. It's just community members who really focus on making sure the museum stays healthy and at the long-term effects of what can affect the museum or what can enhance the museum down the road. The wonderful thing is that also includes two wonderful articles from authors about local and regional history. We are always looking for people who are interested in sharing a history or a story, preferably history, of course, not fiction or anything. But if you have, you know, long lost letters from grandma or grandpa or your aunts and uncles in your closet, or wonderful stories that have been passed down in your families that you're worried is going to get lost as, you know, past generations start dying, really think about coming to the museum, pitching the idea. If you're not comfortable writing it, we have people who would love to get that information down and record it. Again, we're always looking for local and regional authors, and we encourage you to stop by the museum if you want to share that story.
And if someone wanted to get a copy of that, how can they go about it?
So the quarterly magazine is specifically sent to members who are members of the museum. We have several different levels. We also sell individual copies if you're not a member. They're $2.95, if I remember correctly, and you can stop by the museum anytime and request an issue. So if you're doing research and you're really interested in knowing about Jim Gatchel or Willow to Ernest Eater, they have been subjects in the past. You know, Doc Muir and Mrs. Muir.
Now, if there's something somebody wanted in a magazine that's a past magazine, can they still get a copy of that?
If we have it in stock, yes.
Okay. That's interesting. All righty. Talking with Jennifer Romanowski with the Gatchel Museum. All kinds of stuff coming up. Be sure and stop in. And Echoes of the Past Cemetery Tours starting next week and continuing the following week. You can contact the Gatchel Museum if you'd like to get in on one of those. Jennifer, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Again, that's the Gatchel Museum and Jennifer Romanowski. Keep it tuned right here, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.